Check. Good morning, everyone. Please, can we kindly have our seats? Somebody said, ID Kabasa. What's the next thing that comes up? Lord of Mighty. Let's be spiritual here. Praise God. First and foremost, can we please appreciate Reverend Sam for me? And also help me to appreciate Pastor Nike. So because I'm a bit of a talkative, I will quickly share my story. Some of us were not just washed in Jesus' blood, but they had to dip us inside, you know what they call Gorodom, so that we are properly washed. So I was a young boy in Lasso, sometime around 96, and I was, as at then, I was involved in some things that I won't mention here, so that young people will not use it as liberty. You know, some people, they said, before you want to become president in Nigeria, you should go to prison, because a particular president went to prison. So that you not see, because you want to become ID Kabasa, you have to go through that path. So I was a young guy that was curious. I was struggling with, I'm reading scriptures, and I get to church on Sunday, what I was hearing was contradictory to what I was reading in scriptures, so I was angry with church. But Reverend came, Reverend was teaching on success power that year. I won't forget. Then Reverend started talking. That was my first experience with him, and actually that was the day I decided to give my life to Christ. And ever since then that I found God, I think I found what has made me to become ID Kabasa, that has made me to become Olumide Ogunwande. So when I said you should help me to appreciate God and appreciate Reverend, you guys will understand now. Praise God. Because of my time, I think I should just delve in. By the way, please, can we appreciate those youngsters that led us in worship? The mood is perfect because most of what I want to talk about has to do with them. What has worked is experience. What will work is inspiration. You will correct what you don't like most times, not what is wrong. So they were jumping about right now, Shebi. For some of the people in my generation, that is not godly. Every generation will come with a language code that if you don't understand it, you will criticize it. And the next thing that will happen is you will stiffen innovation. I have a note, but I will leave that note. I think these people really gingered me. I read when God was going to confuse the language because they had something in mind. They wanted to build a tower to get to the point that God was. And I'm not talking about that story. They said God confused their language. It was actually the understanding of the language. Then at some point when they gathered in a room, God made them to speak languages that people could understand. And when you keep looking at the way God passes instruction per season and all of that, they also come with language code. Which is to say, even culture itself, I'm working in the Afrobeat space, I can tell you that one of the major things we are exporting right now is our language. Now, you see American artists, they are trying to sing in Yoruba. They are trying to speak Pidgin. In fact, in the next 3 years, this is not me predicting, but by the pattern that we are seeing in the next 3 years, you start seeing a white guy, not singing alone, winning the best Afrobeat artist in all of the big awards. And they will be singing your language, they will be singing all of that. And that brings me to the part that rather than fighting the language that God is speaking at a time, why not humble yourself, learn and move with it. Experience is what has worked. Inspiration is what will work. Experience is not bad. Experience are there for us to learn from. Unfortunately, if you are not careful, if you get too loyal to being to those things that you have experienced, it will shut down to your innovative mind. When God created man, I think he rested because he has created a co-creator. God rested after creating man. Because technically what God has done is, I have created all the energies that you need to keep recreating this world. Then he rested. He now told man to start creating. But nowadays, what do we do? We still want God to come and do those things for us. And as a Christian over time, I also understand that the first time I read in Genesis where God's spirit was brooding, it was creating. But right now, we pray so much, but we create less. And I'm asking, does it make sense to say you are a spiritual person and you are not creating? God said, let there be light, right? And there was clarity. In my little space with few of my friends, by the way, I came with one of my very close friends there. Giz Baba is in the building. And what, when we discuss this energy, the way we describe it is, when God said, let there be light, all the molecules, all the particles, everything did what? They came together, not necessarily physical light, but God could see what needed to be done. And for every time God needed to see something that needed to be done, that's Genesis 1. Got to me more when I read through using the Message version of scripture. It said the earth was a pot of nothing. Pink, in fact, okay, thank you. The earth was a soup of nothingness, a bottomless emptiness, an inky blackness. God's spirit brooded like a bird. In fact, that word brood, I saw two meanings to it. One was it stood over it. Then the other part was it was thinking. Which is to say, as a Christian, as a spiritual person, sincerely, I love when we pray, but we also need to think. It's easier to say amen than to actually sit down and think. So we prefer to come to church, you know, pastor, professor, I just say amen. And pastor has released the energy that was spoken, which is what you start to say in verse 3. But you go, what you are supposed to go back home to do is now to start putting those energy. And you, what has been spoken, bring the energies to make it happen. But most times, we just say amen and we stop there. Over time, from my experience, which I will tell you not to follow today, because I'm also guilty of some of these things, that as a child growing up, I had ideas in my head that I wanted to do. Now, I'm trying to force it on younger people. Unfortunately, those things have expired. Because by the time I was ready to unleash those things, they have expired. So I'm in the point of new stuff are happening and I am fighting it. And by the way, when I'm using them, I'm trying to help somebody's mind here to caution it like I'm in that same speed. But trust me, Mio, I know how to humble myself with these youngsters to just listen to them. So in my head, there is a way I want music to be done. I figured it out. By the time I finished figuring it out, it has moved. The sound has moved from when piano was the in thing. What is the in thing now? Log drums. You know that log drum that they knock? Boom, 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 they're here. But in my mind, I'm saying log drum is noise. So I'm saying those guys are not keeping it real. But I'm the one that is keeping it real. Because all my life, I've been building a system around. Because for you, once people know that you can play piano, that is what it should be. So I start to complain because I am broke. I become a Pharisee because I'm very fat to see, and a Sadducee because I'm very sad. And we explain, no evidence. Because over time, I have built this thing that has become so perfect that I'm too sure that by the time this sound comes out, this should be the next thing, but it has changed. Never be too rigid and too extreme with any idea that it doesn't allow you to see the new one that is happening around you. Because there is really nothing new under the sun, like Ecclesiastes says. The world is a reimagined, I'm working on a reimagined album, a remade, a reenacted, a re whatever you want to put it. Because in the old lies the new. In what already exists lies what? The new. And I'm not going to tell you too many stories. Rather, I will give an example. I brought one of Nigeria's top music producers today, who happens to actually be one of my own. Eskiz is the one that produces Olamide now. All those good songs you hear. Eskiz is on the piano, and we are going to do a little bit of experiment, and I will show you that there is really nothing new under the world. What we are actually doing that we call creativity is actually innovation. So I'm going to sing, sir, am I permitted to use some secular songs? Yes, but I'm going to start with the church one first, before you. Segun, help me. Which key? A flat. Who is like you, Lord? You guys, you know this song, right? So yeah, join me. Let's sing it with me. Much less love and beauty. You know this song, right? Sing it now. Nothing in this world will satisfy. Jesus, you are the one. Now, don't sing, oh. Listen, no. Eshimefa Osareto. Fado. It's the same thing. When the Spirit is upon me. Stop. Are they the same? They are the same. The music underneath is the same. Creativity is not you creating anything new. It's actually you stealing, but the ability to hide where you are stealing from. Play it again, Eskiz. Listen, you know. La, fa, do. So, guys went. La. Eshimefa osareto. When the Spirit is upon me. Then we now change it to 6-8, what they call 6-8. Wombiliki, the same rhythm, the same melody. And we changed it. If that is innovation, is to look at the imperfection in a thing that exists is actually your roadmap to what you need to do. So as a creator, I create stuff, I create music. That's why I'm going to use a lot of music example. I look out for what you did not put in a song. And I put it, and I tell you it's new. I look out for what you should not have put in a song. And I remove it, and I represent it, and I tell you it's a new song. Even God's faithfulness is new every morning. It doesn't mean that God is doing anything new. But it becomes new to us because there is no new truth. No new truth. It's the same old truth that is happening to us daily, newly. Now, let me give you the example of Craig David. How many of us did this one? Da-da. I'm walking away, right? From struggles in my life. Don't walk away from Nigeria yet. Now listen to me now, continue. Photocopy, go easy. You can never be like me. This is my identity. Tenny, take his and tartan. Akbalara, you go pani, you can stop. Thank you, let's bring it back to church. At the end of the day, there is really nothing new under the sun. People are just looking for patterns. If you understand pattern and you understand that even with AI, If you understand pattern and you know how to tweak pattern, you know how to manipulate pattern, you are innovative. And innovation is not only to musicians, actors, and all of that. Every man God created that he gave a brain, you are an innovator. More examples. There was one that I gave a while ago, but I'm going to give another one. And I think I was sharing that with Gaze recently. How many of us know one Fuji artist, the man that created Fuji Music? They call him Barista. So when we were growing up, that man did a song that they would still rise up to dance, that they were doing garbage. So underneath, any, praise God, any musician that is here, we are, that was Fela, KGKK. So even Fela himself that was creating stuff was also picking from somewhere. And let me shock you, most of us that we create music, we actually pick from the church. But let me say this, one of the problems that we are faced with, which I think is one of the things that I've been praying should happen with creativity in the church and innovation, is there is a need to understand how the mind of a creator works. Most of us, all in the name of misunderstanding creatives, misunderstanding people, we have shut down creativity. We have been taught some things in church that I think we need to start looking at all over again. And one of them is the concept of humility, the concept of pride, the concept of arrogance. Over time, when people are going to think outside the box, if there is really a box, we tell them that you are becoming proud. Follow me. David, I read the story where David was going to fight Goliath, and I was listening to some of the things that his elder brother was saying. See, whether you want, I'm sure you'll be looking at it now like, those elder brothers self. You and I too, we are like those elder brothers. That we are like, we have been in the army for long. We have experience. We have fought battles. We have led praise and worship. People have done this, people have done that. You are coming from nowhere to come. And you will just assume that this person is what? Prideful. Can I ask a question this morning? Is pride really a bad word? Depending on what? Depending on what? The context. So why do we define truth contextually rather than define it for what it is? Because context has to do with good, bad, Abby. But most times, nothing was created good or bad. Our use make them good or bad, which is driven by what is in our hearts. But most times, when we see something, over time, we have been told that this thing is bad. So once you see that thing show up like this, you just say it's bad. Now, in terms of pride, I was thinking one time that why would my father tell me, Ido, please make sure you make me proud? And you are telling me that pride is a problem. Then sometimes they look at you, they say you are the pride of the family, and you are still saying, those are complications. And in my head, I'm like, kilo shere ogo. So I found out that we take context to define truth. And that for me is extremism. And extremism is condensed ignorance. Because you will not get to see the many sides to a thing. Because your mind has been caged to actually define it as. So when you see musicians, especially the celebrities, the next thing that comes to your mind is all of them are what? They are arrogant. If I know my value, and I'm telling you my value, to a typical Christian, they see it as pride. Because all the glory must be to the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. No man on earth should give glory to himself. I am not giving glory to myself. I am placing my CV before you. David did the same God that delivered me in the hand of the lion, the same God that did this, the same God that did that, is what I am using as my CV to go and face this Goliath. But in your mind, you see it as arrogance. So the next time the Gen Z guy is coming and is asking you questions that we can do it this way, you are looking at what's a burial. All this proud boy. Arrogance, I might have a problem with, because arrogance is you arrogating what you are not to yourself, overestimation of self. But you see that pride, know when it is the person is being prideful negatively to when they are sincerely putting their CV on the table. Please, shout out to my pastor, PYD, Pastor Yemi Davids. I learned so much from my pastor, and I'm going to use my example with my pastor here. So my pastor and I, we served together. When I met my pastor, it was, the same person that I just know. And some things changed. He became my pastor. Imagine if I'm insensitive to now still want to be treating him like my guy. Because ministry is not friendship sensitive, it's assignment sensitive. Imagine if I now want to start to treat my pastor like my guy. He will be my guy because actually he is my guy. But I will lose the real thing God has actually placed him to do. Same way, if a young guy in church that you have known suddenly left, probably for the United States, and he has gone to equip himself, they now come back home and they are telling you stuff because you have known them to be 2/10. But this guy has become 8/10. So if he's talking from the standpoint of 8/10, there is a possibility that you will say that the person is being prideful. And what you will start to do is, you start to put policies in place, you start to put everything in place to stiffen the person's creativity. So we need to be careful when we define things, especially because if you define it by the way it has been used, you will not open up new channels that thing can actually become. Innovation is about looking at what every other person don't see in a scene. It's not that God is going to create a new energy today. No, it has already been created. But having an innovative mind is to look at brood, like that scripture said, is to brood over something and you will see something new. Let me use an example. Please, what is this? Now we are all conscious. Nobody wants to talk. What is this? Eh? Any other name? Eh? Some people will call it pulpit. Let's be everywhere. Some people will call it altar. Oh yeah, now. Let's call it all those names. Podium. So what precisely is this thing? Because what we have done is, we have mentioned the many use. I understood this by reading that Jesus story when he said, please, who do people say I am? Then everybody started calling him what they have used him for. You are the Messiah. You are the healer. We still do that, though. You are this, you are that, you are that. But the one that mentioned the truth, not the context, that said you are the Son of God, he said flesh and blood did not reveal this to you. Because besides that is, and that nature of being the Son of God, I traced it back to, okay, we are the Son of Olumide. What makes you my son? My DNA. What is in the DNA of God? I went to Exodus. Who should I say sent me? He said, I am. What does I am mean? That Yoruba song can be a bit misleading. It's not a name. It's actually a statement of entity. God could not describe himself. Anything that you say, I am, that I am. That is to say, now praise God, listen up. That is to say, in my DNA, I am limitless. I am limitless. Anything I say this thing is, that is what it is. It's a podium today, it's a lantern, it is whatever you call it. Tomorrow I can decide if I want to change this light, put it down and climb it, it becomes a ladder. When you are able to focus and look critically into a thing, you will see what every other person has not seen. What every other person see in a thing might be the first option. The second option, few will see it. But by the time you are getting to the third option, then an innovative, creative mind starts to see. They start to see. And from the nature of God, you cannot really keep yourself or keep your environment, that is the people you lead, in the place of that is what it is. Truth cannot say this is what it is. What truth does is it leaves you with options. How many options as a leader, an innovative leader, are you allowing around you? And let me quickly say this. I think my time is winding up. Yeah. Okay. As a Christian, let me use the word kingdom creative. There's also a part to be inspired. You know, I said experience is what has worked. Inspiration is what will work. Experience is like PYD would describe it, is like you driving and you want to move forward. What do you do? What do you do? You look forward now. No, you look forward when you are driving. But for you to know what is happening at your back, what do you do? You use your rear mirror or you use your side. How big are they? So that is what the experience is. But you see that big one? That is inspiration. To move forward, you actually need to learn from experience. And what you are learning from experience, I'm not saying you should do what that experience is doing. Because we read scriptures and we are stuck in revival of the old power. And we have forgotten that Christ said, great works I have done, greater works you will do. I apologize that I'm going to say this, that I think the prophetic now is moving more in science than even amongst us. Because Christ said, great work I have done, greater works you will do. Are we really doing greater works? A lot of Christians are doing greater works outside though. But I'm saying, do we have the consciousness as a church, as the body, that we need to do greater work? Do we? If Christ raised the dead, what greater work are we going to do to make that greater? I think I know. If Christ is raising one, can we do something that will make us to raise many at the same time? For every miracle of God, there's a pattern that comes with it. We are not studying those patterns. We love the drama in it. I read one story, which is also innovation. Elisha asked for double portion anointing, right? This has really influenced me so much. Elijah level. Let's buy the Ferrari first. Where we buy? Praise God. So, you know, Elisha asked for double portion anointing. And I was reading scripture recently, and I noticed that Elisha helped somebody, a widow, too. Like the same thing Elisha did. But I saw the difference between what Elisha did and what Elijah did. But was that Elisha actually told the woman to sell so that she can pay. Over time, what I have seen from many times, probably when growing up, from that story, is that we love to see the fact that God miraculously allowed the oil to be flowing, anointing to be flowing. But the second guy that asked for double portion anointing actually asked for wisdom, in principle, to know how to do what? Spread it and sustain it. He said, go and sell. The anointing flowing was not what paid that debt. It was the selling of that oil that paid the debt. So there is a pattern that I think when every miracle comes that we might need to pick. Study the pattern. I think if they were wise enough that they picked the pattern of the way manna came, they would have been able to sustain manna. But they didn't pick the pattern. They just want, you know, even the Jew guys, they love drama a lot. So they didn't pick the pattern. Or have you not asked yourself, how come that we eat a Greek chicken? That two fowl did not mate themselves. They would just use feed to create egg, put it into incubation, and you will have another chicken. If you eat, any of us, there are people like me that love McDonald's. They said those chicken, they don't, they rear them in less than 6 weeks. I don't care. I like the sauce on it. You understand? And because I ask these questions, that if these science guys are actually learning the patterns around all of these things, then what is happening to us spiritual people? I think it's Proverbs 25:2, a message version. Yeah, Proverbs 25:2. If they can help me with that, a message version. They say God loves concealing. It is the glory of God. Yeah, I like this, but use, yeah. See, can we read it together? God delights in concealing things. Who else? Scientists. So God has created. Those things are concealed. But kings, scientists, you and I, spiritual people, are supposed to be doing what? Discovering them. Your spirituality needs to move from, fall down to doing what? Creating solutions. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, or can the mind of man do what? Phantom, what God has in store for who? Those that love. The foolishness of God is what? Do you think God is foolish? So what is the foolishness of God? They are the new things and in those things that actually exist that anybody is not paying attention to. So it still looks foolish. The young guys that came up now, and they were shouting, are you dancing or not? Are you dancing? And in your head, you are like, what? These people are doing foolish stuff. But that is actually the move that God wants to move in now. Am I humble enough, Olumide Oguade, to actually move with God rather than move with pressure from dead people that was passed on to me through tradition? This should break your mind, should break your soul. And as I round up, I want to quickly say this. As a Christian creative, stay planted. In the church, I normally have this conversation with my dear brother Gaze. We have this illustration about the garden. I would skip the farm to the jungle, where the garden is where you rear plants, right? Perishables. And the water is controlled. The light is controlled. The fertilizer is controlled. In the jungle, nothing is controlled. The sunlight is your light. Water, you have to look for water yourself. The fertilizer is what? Dead animals, drugs, and all of that. The church is like the garden. And it shall be like a well-watered garden, whose water fail not. You will be watered. They will teach you. But when you leave the garden and they transport you into the jungle, you must be like a tree that is planted by the river. Your roots must keep searching for water. Your root must keep doing what? But please, I beg of you, stay planted. God will help us. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you. Praise God. Praise God. I think I'll say this and I will go down. If you are a Christian, praise God, if you are a Christian here, praise God, if you are a Christian here, especially in this Christian Center, I want to tell you that I work in the secular system. This church has given us a lot of creative people that many other churches have not, even where I'm also domiciled, have not been able to produce. Reverend Sam, thank you so very much, sir. Thanks for the likes of Sleeze. Thank God for Ashiri. I'm sure it's somewhere. Thank God for Sako. Thank God for Wole Arole. Thank God for all of those people. Stay discipled. If you get into that system without being discipled, like I said, it's a jungle. You will get eaten in no time. But if you stay and let your roots stay, where you are getting water from, which is discipleship, I'm sure you'll be safe. Thank you and God bless.